Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets taking on Crown here for the second time in the 2019-20 campaign. And I'll have the pleasure of being joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polkowski. And coach, we didn't get a chance really to talk to you. We had some technical problems, unfortunately, with the game on Wednesday against Northwestern, so we weren't able to talk to you before that contest. But looking back on that game, really entertaining game to watch. You guys gave yourselves a chance. But Northwestern was really, really hot from the field. I mean, there's no question about it. They were at about 58% from the floor, and they had a bunch of guys scoring double figures. You guys did, too, and we'll talk more about that in 1 second here. But, you know, giving up 98 points, it felt probably like you guys couldn't get a stop defensively, and they just made some plays. But you guys gave yourselves a chance. Now you begin the second half of the campaign, 7-1 in the conference, and, you know, still a lot of things in front of your team. So just give us a sense on where your team is at here after that loss against Northwestern, heading into that game today against Crown.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the sense of where we're at, to answer your question directly, I think, you know, obviously we went down to Northwestern wanting to win that game, but I also felt if we were to be on the other side of it like we ended up being, it would be a great opportunity for us to learn about our mistakes, to learn more about their personnel, which is a little different than it has been in the past. And I thought that we did a lot of good things down there on Wednesday, and I think our guys felt good about that. But ultimately, if you go down to Northwestern and you make 32 shots like we did and only turn it over 5 times like we did, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, did we have 6 guys in double figures? Yep, 6 guys in double figures. I'd take that all day long. However, they had made 4 threes in the first half. They made 8 in the second. That's a contributing factor to our loss, not defending the three-point line. And, you know, they made some extremely tough perimeter shots, but that doesn't take away the fact that they went 10 of 15 from 2 as well. And we didn't cover up some things that we had practiced on. We got a little lethargic defensively, and I thought that was the difference. Now, we gave up 98. A lot of that came a good chunk of that where it pushed it to 98 came at the end when we were falling. But I thought there was, if you look at, we had that lead at 9:57 until we started falling intentionally at a minute 29. They went 9 of 12, and we needed to guard. And I don't mean to go on and on, but we went 4 of 13, and 3 of those were live ball turnovers by us, and 2 of them were trips to the line where we didn't score. So we were 4 of 8 outside of those 5 possessions, but we didn't execute when we needed to, and that's on us. That's for us to grow. So a lot of good can come from that. But that's a recap of Wednesday, and just excited to keep growing like we talked last week on Eye of the Swarm of getting better, going into the second half here and seeing if we can improve on a 7-1 first half.
Well, and I don't think anybody would expect that the goal is to be undefeated in conference. Mm-hmm. That was not ever the goal. In this league, it's really tough to go undefeated. Mm-hmm. You've got several really good teams, especially on their home courts, that can score a lot of points. You guys have been really good at home, and we'll talk more about that as the season goes along here too, possibly in this interview even. But, you know, you take a loss against Northwestern, gave you guys, like I said, you gave yourselves a chance, up by 6 in the second half before they made a big run. Made some, you know, big three-point shots especially. And they shot 67% after halftime. So it was just one of those games where, you know, they were hot and couldn't get the stops that we needed. But turning to this game today against Stout, coming off a game where you did have 6 guys in double figures, where you had 5 turnovers, where you shot almost 50% from the floor. I mean, those are outstanding numbers. Any coach in the country would take those numbers. There must be a certain amount of confidence also, though, going in the second half, knowing that you guys can score the basketball, and if you guard, you've got a good chance to win every single night out.
Yeah, and I looked at that a little bit, too, going into today's game against Crown, that, you know, the focus has really been on defending teams and defending high power like Northwestern is, like Timothy Wendell and Ladine are off Crown. That's been the focus, and it needs to continue to stay the focus. However, we have been also scoring the basketball more in the last 5 games here, and that's a good thing too. I think some guys are getting comfortable as our defense suffered maybe a little bit. Maybe, I don't know if I want to say it suffered, but we just need to keep our mind on that right spot. So yeah, there has been some good numbers. We just got to kind of blend both of those together, and not trying to outscore teams. And you know, Crown will be another big contest with them being 4-4 in the league, you know, leading scorer in the league on their team. And to respond, you know, coming off that Northwestern game. So we will have a challenge in front of us today for sure, too.
Well, and looking at this Crown team, it doesn't necessarily begin and end with Timothy Wendell, correct, but he's a big part of it. Yeah. You know, he's arguably the best player in the conference, has been for the last 2 or 3 years. Christian Moore is a really good player as well. And you talked about Gunnar Lundin, but they really run everything through Timothy Wendell. He's kind of the guy that basically sets how they're going to play for a game. How do you defend a guy like him? Because he's a matchup problem. He's 6'6", and he can go outside. He's a guy that scores a lot of points. You know, he was leading scorer in the league last year, and he's leading the league in scoring this year. He's a guy that just is a real matchup problem. How do you deal with someone with his kind of length and skill?
Yeah, I think two things. They do run a lot to Wendell. They run just as much, I feel, to Ladine, just to kind of keep a balance within that. But going back to your question about Wendell, I mean, yeah, he's a tough guard because he can score inside out. He can put the ball on the floor. I mean, it's going to be on an individual's responsibility to guard him on the perimeter. A lot of that's going to probably be Mason, maybe Veed, to guard him on the perimeter. But the second that ball goes down on the floor, then it becomes all five guys' responsibility, whether it's gap help, whether it's coming to help side, whether it's really getting that ball out of the paint, then it's on all of us. But if he's on the perimeter exclusively, you know, we like our matchup. But once that ball goes down, you know, then it's on all five, no doubt.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't bring this up following the Northwestern game, because I was really impressed with, you know, Colt Williams has got that knee bruise, and he's trying to come back from that. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the play of Eli Vogel.
Yeah.
In the starting lineup. He's been really good the last couple of games. He's had a couple of double-figure scoring games. And he hit some big shots in that game against Northwestern that gave you guys a chance to win. Just talk about his maturity and how he's come along in his game this year.
Yeah, from a basketball standpoint, what you're seeing, him knocking down shots, him getting to the rim, his ability to defend on the ball, we see that every day. And that's him. That's not a fluke what you're seeing. I think for him, going back to, you know, really the whole year, really the last few weeks as his role has grown more, it's him just getting a comfort level and, you know, him being 18 years old and him getting into college basketball, just solid with the ball, moving the basketball, picking his spots, keeping the ball moving in our offense, not letting it stick. And then defensively, just getting a feel for space and everything that comes with that, because he can really guard, him getting better off the ball. So I think as he continues to develop in those areas, his impact is going to continue to grow, as we're seeing before our eyes in the last couple games. But, yeah, he can shoot it. He can get to the rim. He's not really tall, but he is strong and likes to play physical. So, we love him, and he's a great personality on our team. So everything's awesome about it.
All right, well, thanks for your time, Coach, and good luck today against the Storm.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polakowski. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening tip of this UMAC conference contest between the Yellow Jackets and Crown right after this. This is Yellow Jacket men's basketball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.